Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan. I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. And today we're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, as we're getting started with this new practicing series, looking at the practices from the life of Jesus. Really, over the course of the next several weeks at LifePoint, what we want to do is look at the art of following Jesus, right? This is not something that we just easily, passively fall into, but there are a set of practices that we can take on in our lives as we pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus and being more like him in the world around us. All right, 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. It says this, but have nothing to do with pointless and silly myths. Rather, train yourself in godliness. For the training of the body has limited benefit, but godliness is beneficial in every way since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. Now, if you've been following along over the last week, all across LifePoint, we introduced a brand new series that we're calling Practicing. And at Worthington, I spent some time really diving into this idea that God actually desires and has designed the Christian life to be something that isn't static, right? That it isn't just stale, where we arrive at an end goal right away, but that there is an ongoing process as we are increasingly changed and becoming more like Jesus, right? This is an ongoing process. And I think it's really important to focus in on the metaphors that the New Testament uses to talk about following Jesus, right? It's not just a state of being. It's not just that we arrive at something and then we're done, or we cross a line of faith and then, you know, we've finished the work. No, there is this organic nature in the metaphors that Paul and even Jesus himself uses in the New Testament in talking about this, right? In John chapter 15, it's the metaphor of growth. You have the vine and the branches, and you know, we are like the branches. Jesus is the vine. Our call is to abide in the vine, right? Just think about a tree or a bush. Like, a branch serves no purpose if it's not connected to the vine or connected to the source, right? It's not doing anything. In fact, Jesus will even talk about bearing fruit, right? This idea that there are things that are happening and good that is coming about in our lives because of our abiding. Now, it's really important to be careful at what Jesus' command actually is in John 15, right? His command is not go bear fruit, right? And I know that's very general, but I think we immediately think of bearing fruit as, you know, equating with good works, right? Like, Jesus does not say, go and do good things, go and be fruitful, go and see like thriving ministry happen. No, his command to each and every one of his followers is not bear fruit, it's to abide. Like, our focus is not on quote unquote success, either successful parenting, successful marriages, or successful ministry, whatever it is. No, our call is to abide, to find ourselves deeply rooted in our relationship with Jesus, right? That's the metaphor that we've been talking about and across all of our campuses, and even through the Drivecast over the last week, we've talked about a helpful framework for thinking about this abiding and supporting organic growth in our lives as followers of Jesus. We've talked about constructing a rule of life, or a regula. We talked about this a lot at LifePoint Worthington last week. Now, you don't just have this organic imagery used in the New Testament. You also find what we see in 1 Timothy chapter 4, right, where he talks about training ourselves in godliness. That word for training in the original language is a word, we get the English word for gymnasium from that, right? And you can imagine someone regularly going to the gym and having exercise built into their life. Like what's happening there is this person has dedicated time and space in their life, recognizing that like they're, you know, just to use a really blunt kind of analogy, like their fitness goals don't just happen because they want them to happen. There's intentionality and purpose. What Paul calls training. And this is the work that he calls us to in the spiritual disciplines. Like these are like training. And sometimes I think we confuse two ideas. And if you're familiar with any of the works of Richard Foster or Dallas Willard or John Mark Comer, they will often talk about the difference between trying and training, right? Like Jesus doesn't just call us to try harder. In following him. No, there is a training regimen that he provides for us in the disciplines that we are going to explore over the next couple weeks. And these things are not, it's not easy, right? Like there's a reason why people struggle regularly with staying engaged in reading the scriptures or in praying or in fasting or generosity or hospitality, because they don't necessarily come easy to us. But what we find as we give ourselves to the work of training is that we begin to see growth. We begin to see a healthy kind of growth. You might think about it this way, and in my own mind, this is how I've mapped out this series that we're exploring. Like week one, what we just heard on Sunday is like the overarching message, right? As we talk about abiding in the vine. The next 8 weeks, these are all applications to this one specific message. As we talk about what it practically looks like to abide, what it practically looks like to obey. I get frustrated sometimes at the end of a message where I'm trying to find ways to apply passages to our lives as a pastor. And I want to talk about spending time in the Word. I want to talk about prayer. But you run out of time other than to say sometimes read or pray, like without really getting into the how and why of what that looks like. And so I'm really excited for this over the next couple of weeks as we lean into this process of exploring together what these trainings look like, what this, what we call the regula, a rule of life might look like as we pursue intentionally a healthy level of spiritual growth and organize our lives in such a way that we are abiding in Jesus. Friends, if you're looking for a couple prayer requests for this, I would start with this. Take a couple moments. And you may need to build in some space for some reflection and ask yourself this. Have I organized my day in such a way that I am abiding in Jesus? That's a real question. And I don't ask that or, you know, offer that to you as someone who, you know, would say, of course the answer is yes. No, I struggle with that. I deeply struggle with that. It's something I need to come back to on a regular basis. But ask yourself the question, have I organized my day today in such a way that I am abiding in Jesus? And maybe if you're struggling for some language around how to pray around this, you might say this, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the patterns in my life that are distracting, draining, or pulling me away from abiding in you. And I'd encourage you to stay locked in over the next 8 weeks with us as we think about what it means to live this out. Don't just let Sunday morning, listening to the teaching, engaging with you know, your church family, don't let this go in one ear and out the other. We want to find ways to practically build in these trainings into our lives as we pursue following and explore together the art of following Jesus. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back tomorrow.